Welcome back to Gracie Meets. Famous actress and dancer Ginger Rogers once said, "I did everything he did, but backwards and in high heels." Dancers are some of the hardest working people I know, so this quote definitely fits in with today's interview topic. Today, I'm interviewing Mr. J and Mrs. Annalise Troxel, dance studio owners.
My name is Annalise, and I'm a 34-year-old mother of two. I was born in Houston, Texas, and raised in Council Grove, Kansas, small town, and moved to Germany for a few years while my husband was in the service. And now we're back in our hometown, and my husband and I own a dance studio here in our small town and a couple other dance studios, and we work together to run those and provide dance education for the areas around here.
My name is Jay Troxel. I'm 36. I was born in Council Grove, Kansas, which is, I think our population is around 2,200 people that live here. And graduated high school here, went to college at Kansas State, and then joined the Air Force after college. And after we got out of the Air Force, we started running our businesses together.
So what makes your job unique?
Well, we're entrepreneurs. So, most jobs, you go in to work and someone tells you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. But, as our own bosses, we get to decide what we do, how we do it, when we do it. So that in itself, I feel like, is unique. But our demographic is something that's unique as well as our industry. So we're providing dance education in rural areas, communities that are less than 5,000 people. So both of those things together create a unique environment for what we do. A lot of dance studios run, they operate in bigger towns, and so working with smaller communities is a totally different set of needs that we have to meet for the communities.
I think it's also unique because we're husband and wife, and we both run the business together. We both work from home during the day, and then during the evenings we go to the different studios. So we're raising our kids, we're running our businesses, and we're kind of doing it all from our house and from our locations, which is a unique challenge, but we really enjoy it.
Cool. Why did you want to open a dance studio?
Well, this is me. I don't think my husband ever really dreamed of owning a dance studio. Maybe the opposite, actually. But I've always danced throughout my life and loved it. And I started teaching in high school and I loved it. And I kept teaching in college and I loved it. When I went to college, I thought, well, I need to get a real degree, something that, will be, make money or whatever. And so I have a master's degree in interior architecture and product design. And as I, graduated and moved away from home, I worked a few design jobs. And they were okay. The pay was okay. I liked them, but I didn't love them. And I just kept falling into more and more dance jobs. They just kind of kept happening. And really, that's, I would say, how it came to be is the need was just there. And it fell in my lap anyway. And then the more I took on, the more it consumed, my life and my family's life. So we kind of just decided to embrace that and go with it. Now, we're not just a husband and wife that run the business. We're a family-owned business because Jay's mom helps us a lot with the business. And even our kids are getting involved with helping us run the studios and keep things going. And my parents are from the same area, and they've helped with a lot of stuff as well. My sister is one of our teachers, one of our best teachers. So, it's a full-on family affair at this point. So it's just kind of grown organically. And I don't know that we ever planned this at all. I mean, I might have had dreams about it when I was younger, but it's just kind of how things have unfolded for us.
Wow, the whole family.
Yeah.
What are some tips you would give to someone who wanted to open their own studio?
Well, first of all, make sure you surround yourself with lots of people that support you and can help you. Because no matter how good you are at it, you will need help. You definitely need help. And the more people you have to guide you and to just assist you when you need it, the more benefit you'll see, the quicker things will happen for you, and the happier you'll be. And if you're not happy, you're not going to be able to keep going. You'll get burnt out pretty quick if you try to do it all by yourself. So that would be my number one tip, is to just to be open to any help you can get.
I don't think a college education is necessary for what we do, but I think having accounting classes and finance classes and business classes would be a huge help for someone starting out in our industry, just to have a basic financial blueprint of how to run a business.
You don't have to have a college degree in dance, because I don't have a college degree in dance, but I think that being able to learn to complete a degree is important. Sorry, I'm not meaning to have an argument on the podcast, but I do think you should get a degree. I do. Education is very important.
Those are great tips. How would a high schooler like me become someone like you?
They probably need to start out teaching at a studio somewhere. Like we have kids that are, junior instructors who are in middle school who help out with teach dance classes. And then when they get into high school, they help out more. And then a lot of kids that come from our studio, when they go to college, they come back and then they become full instructors. So they just kind of start out as kids, helping the teachers and being around the studio and learning from the full-time teachers.
Yeah, I would say that, and this could go for any career field, any high school kid that has an idea of what they want to do, I would say just foster your interest with as much as you can. So for me, dance was my thing, so I did as much as I could. I taught dance in high school at two different studios. I was, the captain of the dance team. Any trips that I could take or clinics I could go to that related to dance, I did. And then I continued that in college. I took it studios in college. I took on campus classes. I even took a belly dancing class, which even though it was, not something I use regularly now, it was really, part of what helped me develop my, full understanding of the world of dance. So I think just giving yourself the freedom to do, when you're young, especially, as much as you can that you're interested in, because the more knowledge and experience you have, the better you will know, yes, this is something I would be happy doing for the rest of my life, or no, I've had enough. I'm not motivated anymore. But you can do that for anything, not just dance. If you're into art, you can do the same thing. Do all the art you can. If you're into healthcare, you could, they have clubs and HOSA or whatever.
Just surround yourself with people in the same industry that you want to be in.
Yeah, network.
Awesome.
So what is the best part of your job?
I think the best part of our job is us working together. We don't have a boss, but we're our own bosses, so we're accountable for everything. The harder we work, the more it seems like the more reward we get out of it, and the lifestyle we get to kind of have with our family. We get to take a time off and take a break and play with our kids, or we kind of set our own schedule. We work a lot, but we kind of work our schedule around our family and try to do that. We don't have to be a certain place at a certain time every day. We can dictate our own hours and our however hard we work.
We dictate everything. We even dictate what kind of clients we have. If we don't want to work with grumpy people, it's pretty easy to have those grumpy people, move them out of the studio. If we want to work with you know, people that, you know, support what we support. It's kind of what we build. So I agree. Like, it's the ability to build our own lifestyle is what's the best about the career path we've chosen.
I think it's really cool that you get to decide, like, who you want in your studio, as not to bring other people down with their attitudes and stuff.
Yeah, it's for sure. There's people that can be hard to get along with or cause problems, and if you just don't invite those people back, then it kind of uplifts the studio as a whole and everybody gets kind of better. And then surround yourself with positivity, then it just becomes a more positive environment for everybody.
Thanks for letting me interview you. It means a lot to me that you gave me this time.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for letting me talk about myself.
Life is going to be hard. Many times you're going to be asked to do a lot. Then sometimes you're going to be asked to do everything everyone else is doing, but backwards and in high heels. It's not going to be easy or feel normal at all. But then again, show me a normal teenager. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. If you like Gracie Meets, subscribe so you can listen every time a new episode is dropped. And follow Gracie Meets on Instagram at gracie.meets. Tune in next Saturday for a helpful interview with a marine biologist.